Mr. Ace had his secretary, Miss Wilson, phone Jane and asked her to drive down to the office and pick him up. In the meanwhile, Miss Wilson is to go to the Ace's home and hang the portrait for the surprise. But Jane got the idea from the telephone conversation that Miss Wilson is the other woman in Mr. Ace's life, especially after she said, "I'm calling for Mr. Ace." We find Jane with her brother Johnny waiting at the Ace's bungalow. Listen.
Well, she ought to be here any minute, sis, if you're sure you got that phone conversation right.
I'm sure I got it right. I heard her with my own receiver. She said, "I'm calling for Mr. Ace." Well, I was so surprised that she'd come right out like that and tell me, his wife. Well, I nearly dropped the telephone. But I know I heard her say 5:30.
Well, it's almost 5:30 now, about 3 minutes to go. But the part of the story I can't get through my mind is why she wants to come out here when she sees him at the office every day.
Yes, the nerve she's got to tell me, his wife, that she's calling for him here.
She's pretty brazen, that's all I can say.
Oh, she's not so pretty. I've seen her. Why, I never even gave her a second look. She used an awful lot of rouge, and her permanent is so tight. I never saw so much mascara and fingernail polish, and stooped over when she's typewriting, and a run in her hose, and always in a navy blue dress that's 3 inches longer in the back than it is in front.
Oh, you never gave her a second look, huh, Jane?
I should say not. You can see that the first time. I never dreamed that he'd even... Well, wait till I see her. If I don't slap her
now,
face...
Now, Jane, no violence.
Now, Johnny, whose husband is this? I'll do whatever I want to.
Now, listen, I'm here to help you, sis. We've got to find out just what's on this woman's mind. If she's brave enough to come out here like this, there's something on her mind. Now, let me handle it.
Oh, no. I've been worrying about this for 3 weeks.
I know, but you can get more flies with honey than you can with vinegar.
Who wants flies? I want my husband.
No. You don't understand. Sit down, Jane. Take it easy. Now, listen to me. I'm your brother. I have your interest at heart, especially in a crisis like this. And I think it's best to have a heart-to-heart talk with this Wilson woman in a friendly way at first.
Friendly? Why, I wouldn't be friendly with her if she was my own sister.
At first, we can be friendly. Then if we see we're not getting anywhere, then we'll change our tactics. Doesn't hurt to be friendly if we can find out what's on her mind, does it? That's what I mean by catching more flies with honey.
With honey, huh?
Sure, that's the idea. Let's try it the friendly way first.
Well, for how long?
What?
How long do I have to be friendly?
Well, then we find out her attitude, and if we see we're not getting anywhere being friendly...
Then I can slap her?
Slap? No, I don't think you ought to even think of
it. Oh, yes, that's just what I'm going to do.
Somebody at the door. 5:30. Right on the nose.
Or on the cheek, anywhere I can. She can't get away with a thing like this, or my name's Maud. If she thinks...
Take it easy, Jane. Go ahead, let her in.
No, maybe you better. I don't know if I can be friendly.
All right, I'll let her in. You promise now.
Oh, all right, but not for very long.
Take it easy, Jane.
Oh, I must have made a mistake.
No, you didn't, Miss Wilson. I'm Mrs. Ace's brother. Come in.
Is Mrs. Ace here?
Yes, she's here.
She's here? But I thought she...
Well, we're waiting for you. Come right in. Come in.
Oh, but I thought...
That you're dragging with you. Too big for a lunch.
Oh, this, perhaps I'd better be going.
Come in here. I'll help you with it.
No, thanks. I can manage.
It's pretty big, whatever it is.
I'm quite all right. I can handle it.
Oh, you remember Mrs. Ace.
Yes, indeed, but I didn't expect to find her.
Hello, honey.
How do you do, Mrs. Ace? I didn't expect...
Oh, won't you sit down, Miss Wilson?
Well, I don't know if I...
Sure, sit down, and let's have a cozy little chat.
Yes, honey, sit down.
But, Mrs. Ace, I thought you'd be...
Oh, well, I'm not at all, honey. Sit down.
Yes, let's talk this over. How about it? A nice, friendly get-together. Just the three of us.
But Mr. Ace didn't expect...
Yes, you've hit the nail right on the head. That's the subject. How about opening up and telling us the whole story? What's on your mind, Miss Wilson?
Nothing on my mind. I guess there must have been some misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding?
Yes, I thought I'd made myself clear. You evidently misunderstood your husband, Mrs. Ace.
Oh, I see. You think I don't understand my husband, honey.
Yes, I... What did you say?
Oh, I get the angle. The old misunderstood husband gag. Well. Surely you could have thought up a more original one than that, Miss Wilson. Now, sit down, please, and let's try to be reasonable and friendly about this. Here, I'll take that big package you have.
Oh, no, don't touch this.
Why? What is it, honey?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell me?
No, I can't.
Something private, or does it have some bearing on this case? Because if it does, we're entitled to all the facts.
Yes, we have to know what's been going on. Now, what is it, honey?
I'm sorry, I can't tell
you. Oh, come now, Miss Wilson. If you drag this all the way out here, there must be some good reason for it.
Honey, you have to tell us.
I won't.
Oh, you won't,
Well, listen, Danny girl.
What?
Now, Jane, let me...
Well, I'm through being friendly. She won't tell us anything. Well, I'll tell you something, Miss Wilson. You can't do this to me.
Do what?
Oh, now, no innocence, Miss Wilson. We know your game. We've tried to get it out of you in a friendly way, and since you won't come across, I'm going to have to speak frankly to you.
Frankly? Well, I don't understand what you...
Well, can I slap her now, Johnny?
Quiet,
what
Jane.
Did she say?
Never mind what she said. This all depends on what you say. Now, is there something you want to tell us or not?
Tell you? I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't tell us, eh?
No, and I won't tell you. And before we go any further, I might as well tell you that Mr. Ace is at the office waiting.
Oh, you're meeting him there, huh?
I'm meeting him there.
See, she comes right out and says she is. Why,
hey, I'll... Sit down, Jane.
But you heard her.
Jane!
Oh, well.
Now, Miss Wilson, go on. Mr. Ace is waiting at his office, and the sooner you start talking, the sooner you'll get to him.
I don't want to get to him.
Oh, still denying it. I suppose you'll deny that you called up for Mr. Ace here earlier today.
Called up for Mr. Ace?
Yes, called up for him.
Oh, that. Yes, I called for Mr. Ace. He asked me to.
He asked you to call here?
Yes, he did.
Well, didn't you know he was at the office, or aren't you working there anymore since you and he are...
Didn't I know he was at the office? Why, how else could I have called if he hadn't asked me to in the office?
How's that again?
He asked me to call up here for him and have Mrs. Ace come by the office for him at 5:30.
He asked you to have Mrs. Ace... I don't get this. What's that?
She should be there now.
Me? I should be at the office and you should be here with him, huh? Johnny, I'm going
to
have her
now. Now, you wait a minute, sis. She's trying to pull a fast one on us. What was that again, Miss Wilson?
Well, I don't understand why all this questioning is about...
Oh, you're as innocent as the new mown hay, huh?
He's waiting there for you, Mrs. A.
For me?
Oh, so that's going to be your story, is it?
It's not a story. I'm telling you the truth. And I don't know what you two are doing.
Well, we can verify that very easily. I'll call up and see if he's waiting there.
I wish you would. I wish somebody would do something besides sit there and give me the third degree.
We'll see.
What is it, Johnny?
I'm going to call the office and see if Ace is there.
I was never so humiliated.
Well, what's that got to do with her? Suppose he is there. What's she doing here?
I came here on instructions.
We'll find out all about that.
What does she mean?
But take it easy, sis. We'll soon find out just what's going on here. Came in here on instructions, did you? With that big package of whatever it is.
Yes, what is that?
I can't tell you.
Oh, you can't. Well, let me tell you what I can do to you.
Hello,
you
hello. Is that you, Ace? That is Johnny.
Let me talk to him.
Oh, what? No, you've done enough already around
here. Wait a minute. There's so much noise going on here. What'd you say? Yes, I'm calling from the house. Your house. What? Well, wait a minute. Don't get so excited. Yeah. Well, we've been talking to Miss Wilson. Yes, Miss Wilson, we know all about it. About what? A paint. Yes, Jane's here. Don't say anything, just listen. What do you mean? Yes. You what? Oh! Yes, I see. Sure. Oh, so that's... Yeah. Okay. Okay, yes. I understand. Okay.
Was he there?
Yes, he's there.
I hope
you
found out that what I told you.
Yes, Miss Wilson, I think that... Jane, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
What?
Could I have a glass of water?
Oh, sure, glass of water. I'll get it for you.
Thanks, sis.
Don't mention, I'll be back in a jitney. Don't let her get away.
No, I won't, Jane. Put some ice in it while you're out there, will you?
All right.
Nah, look, Miss Wilson, I just found out what this is all about. I've made a terrible mistake. I guess we both have, Mrs. Ace and I.
But I don't understand what this is all about.
Well, I haven't time to go into that right now. We've got to hang this portrait.
Oh, you know about it.
Well, I do now. Mr. Ace just told me all about it. So that's where he's been going nights, sitting for this portrait. Right?
Why, yes, of course. What did you think?
Well, never mind that now. The point is we've got to get it up here over this desk before Jane gets back with that water. Come on, let me help.
Yes, sir. Oh, I do hope we can get it up before
she... Yeah, can if you get busy. Oh, this rope here. Did you have to tie it this tight?
Mr. Ace wrapped it up. He didn't want anything
to happen.
Wait,
I've got a knife somewhere. Wait a second. Right here. Hold it.
Hurry, please. He did so want this to be a surprise for Mrs. Ace.
Yes, I found out about it just now. I'm doing the best I can.
If you'll get up there on that desk, I can hand it to you.
I will as soon as I get this. There it is. Now I want to wrap it.
Oh, hurry, please.
I am, Miss Wilson. I am. There. Say, this is a real painting, isn't it? Look at it. As big as life.
Oh, I think it's a marvelous job. But we must hurry.
Oh, yes, yes. Let me see now. Now, here, hold this.
All right.
Careful now.
I've got it.
All right.
Here's the wire, Johnny.
Oh, darn.
Oh, I'll get blamed for this.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, nothing, sis. Nothing. We're just...
What is that? Let me see that.
Please, Miss A, please. I can't show you this.
Let me see
Jane, why do you have to...
thought so. And you're so innocent. No, you didn't know what we were talking about.
But, Ace, you don't understand.
I don't understand. So you carry a picture of him around with you.
What?
And you're not satisfied with a picture in a locket like most women. You have to carry a big one like this.
wait a minute.
I'm not going to wait for anything, Johnny. I know all about her now.
Jane still doesn't get the point of Mr. Ace's surprise. But we hope that Mr. Ace gets home in time to save Miss Wilson and explain away this situation. We'll learn more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.
Well, Mr. Ace finally got the portrait of himself into the house, even though the surprise he had planned it would be for Jane didn't work out the way he intended it would. But Jane's worries as to where Mr. Ace has been going nights are over. The scene now is the living room after dinner. Jane peers out of the window into the night as Mr. Ace and Marge sit by.
Listen.
What?
Hush, dear, listen.
Listen to what, Jane?
Don't you hear that music?
Somebody's got a loud radio.
There's not a radio.
Sounds like Beethoven.
No, it's not a Beethoven.
Oh, it might be a Beethoven.
It is not. What's a Beethoven?
Where's it coming from?
That's just what I was thinking. Oh, you know what?
What?